by halacha and chachamim. Monday night, or we use it. Okay. Two things we say at the end of davening. Bedavka said at the end of davening. One is the baruch that the minigun Eretz Yisrael is to say it at the end of davening. By the way, the minigun is to say it. Really, what you're doing is, if someone missed baruch, they can say baruch at the end of davening. If no one missed baruch, so in Eretz Yisrael, the minig is to say it just in case someone did miss, and then not saying it, or it became, the minig is to say it no matter what. That's the minig in Eretz Yisrael. And you don't say baruch hu at the end of davening. The reasons not being, no time to go into it now, like Friday night. If you hear someone saying baruch hu at the end of davening, it means they missed baruch hu. That you could always say at the end of davening, the person that missed. What you're not supposed to say Friday night and other nights is the minhag of saying baruch hu, even if you didn't miss it, even if no one apparently did miss it. But when you hear, let's say, like here, every Friday night by the 9 o'clock minyan, someone's always late. Like, you know, it might be halach. I don't know. You can't come on time to that minyan. Someone's away. So what ends up in the shul is that I'm sure there are people who think that they steal his minig is to say baruch hu after Ma'ariv on Friday night, or at least at the 9 o'clock minyan. But that's not true. What's happening is that someone always misses, and that person can always say baruch hu. Anyway, the reason I established to say kaddish and baruch hu at the tail end of davening, when there's the Dover HaShemori and there seems all this confusion, what you say, what you don't say, when you say, what you do say, is these two things are supposed to come at the end of davening. Kaddish is supposed to be chosem. If there's no one that's chiyuv to say kaddish, you're being chosem to davening with kaddish. So the logical place to put it, if there are additions to davening, like with David HaShemori V'Yishi, is at the end. Because it's supposed to be at the end. So if the end is pushed off, so you put it at the end of the end, the new end. And the same with baruch hu, is at the end of davening. So that's why we put it at the end, and the way the Seder is, the way it was written up. The reason for that. And the reason is because these two things are supposed to come dafka at the end of davening. So if there's a new end, so you do it at the new end. Both kaddish and ledavid and baruch hu. Okay. Chavis of Lovus, we're learning Shara HaKaniya, and we're in Perek Vav, and it's Nagus of someone who is about Kaniya, so we're telling him the way he has to be, he should be Misnaheg. So we learned the first one last night. The second one, Asheni, is to learn Torah and to be knowledgeable of Torah, because if you're Nichna, then you want to know what it is Hashem expects of you and what Hashem wants of you, and you're eager to know what that is. The das chiyuvei haTorah b'haseichel, that Chavis always makes a category in itself of things that are common sense, not maybe not common sense. It means common sense the way the Torah guides us and the way the Torah tells us is common sense. But you always have the statement of the Gemara Lomali Kross Svarahu, but it's a svara of the Torah. So he always chiyuvei haTorah b'haseichel. The likro b'sefer Torah su Elokim, to learn. Remember, the Chavis of Lovus's days, the Torah wasn't. Encyclopedia Talmid, this would have been a very thin volume, right? You're talking before Rashi, before Rambam, before all the Rishonim. So it wasn't, you know, learning was hard. You know, without Rashi, learning is almost impossible to us. But you have to learn and you have to know before Aris, before anybody codified anything, before anybody summarized anything. So it was easier because it was less kamus, but it's harder because there was no mefarshim. Maybe for them it wasn't so hard. V'lamud ala chokhma hamuskeles v'aksuva v'amukubeles. That's the tripod on which the whole Torah stands. Muskeles, the logic, aksuva, Torah shemiksav, v'amukubeles, Torah shemalpeh. To learn what to do, when to do it, and you show your hachnat Hashem by being knowledgeable in His laws and knowing what to do and what not to do and when to do and when not to do and how to do and how not to do. Vashlishi, number three, Rochav Halev, the Sivlus Mashiyisna, to be Sivil things that he doesn't especially care for or like, but he's doing it because it's a mitzvah, is because it's a Rasan Hashem. And again, that is a manifestation of Kriya, that you are mevatel your own desires, your own likes and dislikes. What you feel maybe is not logical, or maybe you just don't enjoy doing it, but we're obviously talking about if it's an absolute chiyuv, whatever the case may be. Mashiyisim and advarim and amasim, you know, especially like sitting in a sukkah, I don't know, whatever it is, you don't enjoy it, you don't like it, it's irksome, it's annoying, but you mevatel yourself to the Ratzon Hashem. L'shem avor yisparach, k'mashom gemalti shol mi ra, v'chalotzot zori reikom. This is a person that David HaMelech is saying he did not take mekama, which certainly is very difficult for a person to not take mekama, to swallow hard, and what's even harder is not to be even a tira. V'yomer al tomer kasher osali keneas elo. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. V'yomer Rabbi Sein. So really, I gave example of sukkah, but he gives examples of such things as losikum velositor and onlas devarim. V'yomer Rabbi Sein zechonim levracha nalom v'nei molvim shomim chaposim v'nei meshivim osu miavlos mechem biyisurim. So really, it's more focused on what I said. It's focused on the acceptance of what Hashem. Of what's happening in the knowledge that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending it your way, and it's either Yisurim or it's Herculean or it's almost angelic to not take Mekama and to not bear a grudge. But his point is that that's a manifestation of Achna. That's how you can get yourself to do it, even if it's against your nature, against maybe even normal people nature. But if you're nichna and you recognize that hachna, so the nichna, you know, does it, and you just do it. Okay, we'll stop here.